everybody. In this video, we're just going to talk about the data storage. In Azure, you can create the storage account. So the storage component of Azure represents a durable store in the cloud. Azure allows developer to store tables, blobs, and message queues. The storage can be accessed through HTTP. You can also create your own client, although maybe Windows Azure SDK provide a client library for accessing the storage, though it does. And in this video, you'll learn how to create a Windows Azure storage account and use it for storing the data. So number one step for creating the storage account, we're back in the old portal. We just simply go to the data services, go to the storage, and click on quick create. And as I click on quick create, so I can simply type in here the URL explore Azure, because we already created the storage account when we were deploying our virtual machine, so now it's not available. I will simply say explore Azure 1 and South Central US. Now the replication. So local redundant, geo redundant, read access geo redundant, and zone redundant. Zone redundant, yeah. So local redundant storage, what it does is that it copy of the data is created and in the same region actually where the storage account is created. So if you have created a storage account in South Central US, a copy of that all of the data would be available in the South Central US region only. And the local redundant storage, there are three copies of each request made against the data that reside in the separate domains as well. So when you talk about zone redundant, it is basically available for blobs only. So when you are talking about blobs and you are going to do some stuff with those, so zone redundant storage is already available for that. So what it does is that copy of the data is created on separate facilities, either in the same region or across two regions. The advantage is that even if there is a failure on one facility, the data can be retained. The three copies of data are created. And one more advantage is that the data can be read from a secondary location as well. That is something quite amazing. When you talk about geo-redundant storage, so copies created in different region, which means data is retained even if there is a failure in the complete region. The number of copies of data created is 6 in this case. And then we would talk about the read access geo-redundant. What it actually does is that this option allow reading the data from a secondary location when the data on the primary location is not available. The number of copies is created as 6, same as the geo-redundant storage. And the main advantage here is that the availability of data can be maximized. So right now we are just going to use geo-redundant and create a storage account. And next video we're just going to explore the endpoints, and after that generating the access key. See you in the next video.